Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inc. Alive coming to you on a Tuesday, and we're still reordering up the marriage vows for the woman only today. And we're continuing part two of Women Only. However, this particular segment is going to be enlightening some of the men and renewing some concepts with women who might not know about the great Houdini. This show is being featured on Houdini. We might have to do part two of Houdini because our guest that we wanted to have here today, who specialized in the great magician Houdini, was not able to be here today. But I'm going to try to see if I can get her in another day this week. And we're going to start off the topic today on Houdini, the great magician, because we let the men off yesterday by lifting them high, high, yi, yi, yesterday. We lifted them so high that people, not yesterday, I think it was on Sunday we was on, people began to think that we were dealing with a mechanical man who could do no harm. But I want to point out some things that need to be pointed out in our men, and that's what we're bringing up, the concept of the Houdinis, the great magicians that are out there. And I'm just going to give you a brief concept and a definition of who Houdini is and who that character fits so that you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay, now you women that are in the room, take a seat because you need to sit down for this one because some of you are going to be shocked. You're living with Houdinis right now and you don't even know it. Okay, you know why you don't know it? I'll tell you in just a second why you don't know it. But we're living with Houdinis, and we're going to get a drum roll for our Houdinis because they are out of this world, girl. Hold up. Just wanted to give that drum roll for the great magician Houdini. Now we'll put that up on our billboards a little bit later because I went to change it and was not able to do it. So you don't see it out there on your billboards, but you will. Now, why did I come up with the term Houdini? And who fits the character of Houdini? And what are we talking about? Houdini's characteristics or the great magic that he did? Wouldn't you know it? You guessed it. We're talking about the great Houdini's great magic. And some of you men out there are impersonating the great Houdini. And I like to sing a little bit of that song that Candy Staten wrote about Houdini. If I'm not mistaken, it was Candy Staten. Houdini, Houdini, he was a great magician. Put rabbits out of his hat and all sorts of things like that. But I can't get with that. Houdini, Houdini, he was a great magician, pulling rabbits out of his hat and all sorts of things like that. But for real, you don't know the deal. Oh, baby, I'm standing real. Most of us women don't even know we're living with a Houdini. And they've been pulling rabbits out of their hat. And they've been working magic on us for a long, long time. Some of you have been lulled asleep. And you don't even know who you're living with. The man in your bedroom may not be the man you marry. He might be full of tricks and pulling rabbits out of his head. Girl, you ought to be scared of that. Now, I'm getting ready to bust some of those men out because they think that they have smoothed it over really good, and they think most women don't know who they are. They think they're that loving man who is playing tricks on them. Now, what do I mean by tricks? Let me slow down a bit, ladies. I couldn't wait till this show came around. My lady friend who would have been here to speak on it, Lorraine, is an expert, Lorraine Muhammad. We came up with the concept, Houdini. He was a great magician, pulling rabbits out of his hat and all sorts of things like that. I can't get with that. Ooh, baby, I'm scared of you. Some of you women ought to be scared of those men. And I'm not talking about a buster. He may be dressed in a three-piece suit with a vest, wide-rimmed glasses, attaché case, and mustache neatly shaved with his hair lined up and dressed to kill with his matching socks and tie. There's no aesthetic dress for him. He could come in his boots, his Timberland boots. He may be a bad boy, but Houdini got some tricks up his sleeve, lady, and you need to know about him, okay? Now, just because I did a show on reordering the marriage vow of the 21st century, I talked about a concept of polygamy. But I was speaking of that concept for those young women who had all these babies who needed a covering over their head. Not for these women who have planned their life, who have gone off and prepared their life financially. They can pick and choose. The pickings are few, but they can pick and choose because they have something to offer. But these young women were having babies after babies, and they're using their womb like a reproduction tube. I was speaking of those women needing to have a covering to be put in a communal situation to get help. Now, for some reason or other, some of the people that came on the show mistaken me for a polygamist and that I would agree with polygamous lifestyle. Now, I actually talked about a communal living of four or five families, not a man having many women. That was not my concept. Don't get it twisted. However, there are some men that are in various prospective religions, which I won't call the names to, so as to not to prejudice those religions. There are some men that think because they get into the African traditional religion that they're entitled to more than one wife. But according to the teachings of the traditional African religion, you simply must be able to afford more than one wife. And they urge you not to have more than one wife if you financially cannot afford it, and also if you're not spiritual enough to handle it. And a lot of men are prematurely in their spiritual growth, and they're certainly not spiritual enough to handle it. However, they are still doing their magician acts anyway, pulling these rabbits out of their hat, going behind women's back, and still cohabitating with other women in their arsenal to be their polygamous wife, in hiding. And then they have been trying to spring it up on their wives or significant others. They have been trying to make arrangements so the two of them can come together, so they can meet each other. Don't you feel it in the atmosphere, women? I see it every day. Now, they're so slick, they introduce the person as a friend, not as that other wife that they have cohabitated with. They want the two of them to get to know each other, get to become friends, just sisters, because I am going to be treated like a king, and I will have two wives. Now, I am not for that. If you did not plan that prior to getting married, a man has no right to start working his magic and being Houdini, pulling wives out of his hat that they otherwise didn't agree to. It is not right, and it has to be exposed. So come on out the closet, man. Now, we're not talking about homosexuals and gay. We're talking about these Houdini acts where these men are trying to hold down two households, and most of them don't have a J-O-B or a regular income. They're just getting the pleasures of being able to have women in different diasporas of the city, of the community, that they think that they can have cohabitation and relationship with. They have to understand, women are not stupid. Something in their spirit and their womb speaks to them and lets them know that this man has been burning the candle on both ends of the stick and he is cohabitating with another woman. There are telltale signs, man, that women can pick up on. Don't say, well, I got my friend Judy over here. We ride together. That's my homie. We hang out together. I want you to meet her. Oh, she knows you. I want you to meet her. Now, what is the significance of your homie that you've been riding with to your wife? What connection do they have? So don't you realize you just gave a clue to your wife by telling her that you want to introduce her to somebody that's special in your life? And how did this person get to be so special in your life? Now you got to clean that thing up. And now you got to regurgitate what you was telling her you done told on yourself. And you wonder how your second wife knows. Men, I'm telling you, Houdini acts are crueler than the grave. And some men don't stop. When they get real good at the magician act, oh, they go from one city to the next city, whooping out their hats, doing their magic. And they think the woman will become agitated when she speaks of who else is in your life. And you'll say, oh, don't go being jealous. There's that jealousy rising up again. They use the excuse of jealousy to get you to shut your mouth and back down. But I want to give you some tools today so you don't have to shut your mouth. You got to do your investigation. Remember, this is for women only. I want you to do your investigation, ladies, and stay tuned. We're going to be right back at you in a second so you can get prepared to do your investigation. And do not think that a man can make you back down because you found out he was a magician. All right, hold tight. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. We're just going to use Carolina for right now. The man comes up out of Carolina. He's there under an assumed name. He's got about three different names that he's under, so it's hard to catch Houdini at his act because in one city he might be known as one thing and another city another name. He's come up from out of California. He come up from Carolina, but he's on his way back up north. But Houdini got some tricks in his hat. And, girl, you better be scared of him. You hear me? And you better check everything out. You better check your credit card out. You better go check your bank account. You better even go check your mortgage on your house because Houdini's up to some tricks. Unfortunate, man. The other night I praised you, and I talked about how we got to save you. Yes, we do, but we also got to chastise you. And we also got to let you see yourself and let you get not just a glimpse, but a look. A deep look at yourself and to show you how you got this communal thing all wrong. But we can help you with it. We can help you straighten it out. And right now we're going to go over to our ancestors and ask them to help us straighten it out. And we're just going to lift our hands today and we're going to call on the forces to be because Houdini has gotten out his trap, girls. I saw on television the other day the real Houdini jacket. And some man was talking about wearing it. I believe that they better let that alone because it has a spirit to it. So the Houdini spirit is out on the atmosphere. It's out there, ladies and gentlemen. And men are acquiring it every day. Now just lift your hands to the Most High. Just lift your hand. We're going to get in the spirit of gratitude and just being still right now because we got to call on the Most High. Just lift your hands quietly. Asking God to just permeate his presence here today. The spirit of Houdini is upon this place and it's been running rampant. Father God, reveal to me that Houdini spirit and make it plain that I might be able to see and help me to be able to take the pressure of confronting this Houdini spirit. Amen. And as we confront the Houdini spirit today, man, you could come in and dial 646-478-0270. We're not beating upon you today after loving you the other day. We're just trying to show you yourself. We're just trying to show you what women are sick and tired of and what women cannot tolerate anymore. Now, we know it's your nature as an African man to think that you're king. And we know it's your nature to want to be satisfied by many women. But you have got to govern yourself accordingly. And you've got to discipline yourself. And the Lord has of your reptilian body will have to be brought up under subjection. You will have to discipline your lower half. And you discipline your lower half to go into the subconscious mind. That is the only way you can correct this problem. You cannot correct this problem through women praying for you, crying, beating you over the head. It has to be corrected through deep meditation in the subconscious mind. That is where the reptilian body lies, and you will have to overcome it through fasting and deep meditation. But we're going to reveal the Houdini spirit today. And this Houdini spirit came up about maybe 2 years ago, and we decided to discuss what was going on in relationships and what women were having to put up with. Some of the women are at stroke level. Some of the women are just so frustrated because they think their mind is playing tricks on them when Houdini's in the back room whipping up some more of his magic. He tells one lie after the other, and he continues to lie, and he then don't even believe himself, and he can't tell one lie from the next. He uses all sorts of things. He uses things like friends or children to try to explain this particular lifestyle. When he wants to have his cake and eat it too, he wants to live on both size of the globe, and he wants to cohabitate with more than one woman. But he can't even house either one of them, or clothe them, or put rings on their finger, or take care of them. So he is perpetrating, and that is a fraud. It is a fraud to perpetrate. You must reveal yourself, Houdini. And we're calling that Houdini spirit out today, that all over the land they will begin to confess, and they will truly come forward and confess that they've been living a Houdini lifestyle. And women, don't be angry. Don't be angry. And don't lash out at him with gnashing of teeth. But go down on your knees and thank the Most High for revealing it to you. It's better you know and can deal with the devil you know than the one you don't know. As long as he stayed concealed, you were living with the devil you did not know. Now, this Houdini spirit, as I told you, the jacket is out on the market. So that means the spirit is released, and you're going to see more Houdini spirits than ever before. It has a place. As I told you, pornography is not a bad thing. It is created to protect the community and the race of African people. It was created by African women. It is a good thing when you use it in a proper perspective, and all parties must be informed. It cannot be tricked upon someone. It cannot be coerced upon someone. It cannot be snuck in through the culture. Because you're a part of Yoruba, you must be a polygamist. Because you're a part of our Sarasset, you must be a polygamist. Because you're a part of our kind, I took it for granted you was a polygamist, that you wanted more than one husband, or you wanted more than one wife. Now, they're not pushing more than one husband. Let me correct you. Let me correct myself. They're not pushing more than one husband, but they are pushing more than one wife, because they want the benefit of having the pleasures and having access to a woman that can help govern their lives. Now, there's some men out there who are broad enough kings, who make enough finances that they can handle more than one wife, but they have to make the announcement, and it has to be done to the community, and it has to be accepted by the community. It cannot be done in disguise or in hiding or through Houdini tricks. And that's what we're talking about today. So come on out your closet, Houdini. Houdini, Houdini, you are a great magician, pulling rabbits out your hat and all sorts of things like that. But I can't get with that. Oh, baby, I'm scared of you. And you're going to have to be scared of those acts, ladies. And don't go on and acting as if you don't see it. When it's right in front of your face, and the person who he's cohabitating with is right there smiling like she's your sister. I came here to support you guys. I'm your friend. But I've been with your husband periodically, and I take care of his needs. No, you cannot be taking care of my husband's needs when he has ordained himself to me. Women, you don't have to put up with that. You don't have to say, oh, well, what can I do if I don't consent? He's going to leave me. Then let him leave. Not only let him leave, but help him out the door. But you didn't agree to that arrangement, and you're not going to have it coerced or forced upon you. Because Houdini is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But if I'm talking about Houdini, then I can dig it. Houdini pulls tricks on his own mother. He gets so good at lying, he can't decipher what the truth is. I don't try to catch him up in no lie, because he's going to turn that whole thing around and say it's you. And most of these Houdini's characteristic is that they have a roving eye. A roving eye. Now, if you don't know what a roving eye is, sisters, let me break it down. Let me break it down, down, down for you. You go out somewhere, and no matter where you go, that brother is always sneaking off somewhere else so he can gather up a conversation with another significant woman. And it's always a pen and pencil involved, taking down numbers and emails. You have a wife right there. You are not going to defraud her or undignify her by getting your Mac on right in front of her. Women don't have it. Step up and beef your game up and walk right in the middle of that. And you ask for that email and say, I'll take that. And you just put it right in the trash. Because when a man gets that bad that he's going to get his Mac on right in front of you and tell you, oh, we're just friends. What's wrong with you? You jealous? You don't have to say anything. You already been defended. It's his Roman eye that needs to be addressed. Now, you might not be able to address it by yourself, but let it keep going on until he builds up a reputation where this becomes consistent. And then you go and point out, we need to get some help. You need to get some counseling. And then they say, what's wrong with me? Well, you remember back there in Carolina? Uh-huh. And you remember when we was over in Jersey? Uh-huh. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. You got me mixed up. That wasn't me. They got an excuse for everything. That was my brother you talking about. That wasn't me. And you remember when I confronted you and I said I was going to let it go because, you know, I thought maybe you would get over it. You haven't gotten over it. So we're going to go to a counselor to see if he can help you get over it. Then you let him explain it to the counselor. Either it's a sickness or it's a disease or it's a Jimmy Mac that's trying to get his Mac on. But you cannot let that happen. You got to handle your business, women. You got to handle your business because if they didn't tell you when you got ready to walk down that altar, you was getting ready to get in a polygamous situation, if they didn't ask you your opinion, if they didn't have a six-month consultation with the counselor where both of y'all went to counseling, this woman may still be on the outside waiting for you to talk to your woman about her because she's going to put up with it. She don't care. She just wants you in her bed. Every other night, you didn't got to be there every night, but she just wants you to spill the beans to your wife, and then she could come in the picture and say, oh, hey, we're sisters, girl, we're sister friend, we're in the struggle together, we're in the movement together. No, you're not in the movement together because that thing wasn't done right. And I don't want it to get twisted that when I talked about reordering the marriage vow that it has anything to do with unauthorized polygamous situation. They must be authorized. And if they're not authorized, don't let nobody come confronting you, asking you, would you like to get into a contractual deal? Contractual deal? What happened to marriage? Well, I'm already married. We can't have two marriage licenses in the relationship. The first woman always holds the marriage license, but the second one, she gets a contract. Oh, a contract. So when you act up, I can make the contract null and void, and I can walk. Oh, the contract, we put that together ourselves. There's nobody legally here, you know. But so the first wife, she got your name. She has your legal marriage license. So when time comes to split up the goods, so the goods really go to her, and we, you know, I'm just going to be a common law person on the side. That's what you end up being, and you must know that in advance. That you're a common law person, and a common law person only has rights after 7 years of being with that person. So if anybody should die or transpire and there is employment of pensions and wills or what have you, you will mark yourself right out of the pension if you don't have enough sense to sit down and to write that in. Now, there's a lot of Houdinis out there that are really getting their Mac on. And some of the women are just so satisfied because they think, oh, I got everything I want in the bedroom. Who cares? But when finance comes around and you have property to split up and you have bills to pay, then it can become a problem. So this thing has to be done officially right. Houdini, I'm speaking to you. You're the great magician. Now you step up. Call in. Call into that line and step up and say, yeah, I'm one of those Houdinis. I've been meaning to get this thing together. I wanted to tell my other significant about who know, and who know keeps trying to show up in the picture. She's going to get us busted because she keeps telling her that she's sisters with her and they're a mother from another land, another place, and she's about to give us away. Now, if you got that kind of attitude, Houdini, and that you don't want your other significant to know about it, and you've been trying to keep a secret, you've been trying to squash that thing, it's going to rise up, and it's going to hunt you, and it's going to come to bite you bad. You have to address those situations. Our community is torn apart from the flow up because we have no communication. We lack communication. And black folks, I'm telling you this, polygamy was not designed to be a disgrace to our community. It was designed so that we could cohabitate our communities and we could cover our women's heads and so that our villages would grow and our children could still be taken care of. If it's done properly, then you will get a priest to reside over putting that whole oracle together and even praying over it to see if you should go into a situation like that. But you certainly don't want to fool the woman by being a Houdini, fooling her, making her think you're coming down to marry her. Oh, yes, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. And they do want to marry you because they want to bring your good finances and good credit score into their warped situation. And in that household, they can upgrade their financial situation. It's nothing wrong with that. But where the problem lies is it wasn't articulated up front. It was snuck in on the sideline, and someone forced a lifestyle on you that you didn't accept. You cannot let anyone, woman or man, force a lifestyle on you that you did not cohabitate, that you did not approve of. You cannot let it happen, women. And some of you are letting it happen. Some of you are living in communal situations right now. You can't get out. You're in a polygamous situation. You don't have very much. You don't even have a permanent house to call your own. You might be sharing a two-story with another woman. You might not even have pampers for your baby, and you might have to go out looking for that man constantly telling him about your financial situation and about you need money. Now, some of these men will work. They'll go out and work real hard. That's all they will do is work because they need both of them women because they don't know how to let one go. I'm going to tell you that men, it's hard enough trying to keep yourself physically fit for one woman, but to try to cohabitate with more than one woman sexually, it is a loaded bullet. I want you to know that because you're going to be exhausted from it, and it will serve you no purpose. You're supposed to use sex to regenerate, not to break your spirit and not to make you weak in the knees. Now, women, I don't want you to get up and go and suspect every one of your boyfriends is a Houdini, or your husband is a Houdini. I want you to take it slow. Say, take it slow. Take it slow now. Take it slow. Because, see, if you go and accuse a man and he's not doing this, he's going to get all upset and accuse you, and then he's just going to want to leave. And that's his ticket to get out. You have to do it when you take somebody with you to sit down to talk to him. And talking to him sensibly. And that third wheel is a neutral wheel. They have no vested interest. Let them do the talking. And they talk through you. So you can get this man confronted and he can, for once and for all, tell you what it is he thinks he's doing. Because you probably already figured it out. You probably already know all the full details and you have picked up on his patterns and you see the patterns in the routine. He can't even realize he's leaving telltale signs behind with patterns that you can figure out. Because he's so busy out there telling men that I have me two women. I'm a king, and I have two women that I'm taking care of. And when he's really not even taking care of one of them. And if you got a pension and got money coming in, be on the lookout. They're looking for you to be in there. Communal habitat because you can help provide some of the finances. There's nothing wrong with that, but it has to be discussed up front. You can't go whipping your magician and your Houdini stuff on a woman after she's gotten into a relationship. I've seen people go into a relationship and they come out and say, I never agreed to this. I never approved of you having a second wife, or going out to even obtain a second wife. Now you want to come to me and tell me you want to bring another woman into our bedroom, you want to bring another woman into our life, and you already have children by her? That is wrong, Houdini. And I want to get you read real quick before you whoop out another magicianal trick. Houdini, you're going to have a lot of sleepless nights when you have two families to take care of. And those families don't know one another. You've got to understand that this is something ordained from the women who created polygamy. And it's something that has to be done right. Everybody is not suited for a polygamous relationship. You have to have mad money. You have to have bank accounts. You have to have riches and jewels. You have to be able to provide for children and wife. And if you don't have those types of substance, don't even think about being a polygamist. Try just being a monogamous relationship. It's very important that you understand that what I'm talking about is cohabitating in our communal setting where families get together and they all have their proper husband. As I told you about the five couples with different, five couples and all of them having their own marriage license and they're married. Now, if they come together and decide that they want to marry in a cohabitat, they must get the approval of all those people. They're not going to go sneaking around, picking up on another person on the side that they like what they're being with. Now they're in their circle by hook or crook or by accident. And we must understand that babies don't come here by accident anymore.